If you're a new visitor to the mezzanine of Wisconsin's capital, you might wonder who that bust of a scowling man with flowing hair is. Those familiar with Wisconsin's history will recognize those glowering features as Fighting Bob La Follette, Wisconsin's 20th governor and three-term U.S. senator. But there's never been a plaque or sign identifying the statue. Thanks to Fighting Bob's grandnephew, current Wisconsin Secretary of State Doug La Follette, that oversight will be corrected when the Capitol installs a plaque outlining Fighting Bob's history and his contributions to Wisconsin. At the ceremony later today, Madison's own Raging Grannies will serenade the crowd for the plaque unveiling. But first, the Raging Grannies join us here in the WORT studios with a preview. Hello, Grannies.
Good morning.
Can you please introduce yourself? Just yell out your name, please.
Yeah, Marjorie.
Hey, Marjorie.
Jeannie.
Rebecca.
Kathy.
Joy.
Car Park.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming into the studios here. Let's just start off with a musical number, and why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're going to play?
This song will introduce us.
All right.
We are the raging grannies. We don't hide in nooks and crannies. We stand up for peace and justice, even when the police bust us. Join with the raging grannies. Time to get up off your fannies. The world needs folks to take a stand. And that's why we're the Granns.
Very nice. So the Raging Grannies with their signature title song. Real quickly, why do the Raging Grannies care about Bob La Follette?
Because Bob's our hero. We love Bob.
yes, pretty much the original progressive from Wisconsin.
All right. And Raging Grannies obviously are a progressive organization.
We are.
You have another song for us?
We do. And if you sway, sway responsibly.
Responsibly. Yes, indeed. That's a tight space, so we don't want anyone to bump into each
Inside
other.
Inside joke for those who participated in the solidarity sing-alongs.
Wisconsin, whose motto was forward, was populist as it could be. But now the new motto is backward. Oh, bring back Wisconsin to me. Bring back, oh, bring back Wisconsin to me, bring back, oh, bring back Wisconsin to me. Though we may be God's frozen people, we bask in the warmth of our plea. Don't bury my rights in a snowbank. Oh, bring back Wisconsin to me. Bring back, oh, bring back Wisconsin to me. Bring back, oh, bring back Wisconsin to me. They're trying to stifle our voices. They're trying to keep us derailed. They'll find it's not easy to do, though. Joe McCarthy once tried and he failed. Bring back, oh, bring back Wisconsin to me. Bring back, oh, bring back Wisconsin to me. We need someone like Bob La Follette, progressive in every degree, to stand up beside Tony Evers and bring back Wisconsin to me. Bring back, oh, bring back Wisconsin to me. Bring back, oh, bring back Wisconsin to me.
May I butt
butt in here to thank Peter Berryman for some of those lyrics.
All right. That's the Raging Grannies live in the WORT studios. They will be singing later today at noon for a dedication of a plaque honoring Fighting Bob La Follette. How is it that we've had this bust of Bob La Follette in the Capitol for so many years, and no one has thought to put a little sign on it saying who he is? How's that? Everyone just assume that we know who he is, you think?
The law of assumption.
Oh, dear.
As time goes by, people remember less and less.
That's true.
Yes, that's part of it. It's been almost 100 years since Fighting Bob died. I believe he died in 1925. So by the time you get to that point, it's easy for things to be forgotten, and it's important to bring that history back and put it out in front of everyone who visits the Capitol.
And what can people expect later today at the Rotunda?
Some singing, a few light speeches. I know Doug La Follette will say a few words, and Norm Stockwell, who puts out the Progressive Magazine, which is the successor to a newsletter founded by Bob La Follette himself in 1909. He will be there too, and we hope we have lots of curious visitors.
And Norm Stockwell worked here at WORT for many, many years. We know Norm very well. Yes. Do you have another song for us?
We do, and this one is an audience participation song. So okay. Up there in Radio Land, we want to know you're with us.
Sing loud so we can hear you in the studio.
And not only sing, you'll see, you'll understand.
All right.
Put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger in the air. Be politically aware. Put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger on your brain, on your brain. Put your finger on your brain, on your brain. Put your finger on your brain. The right wing's driving us insane. Put your finger on your brain, on your brain. Put your finger down the well, down the well. Put your finger down the well, down the well. Put your finger down the well. Let's bring back Bob and Bell. Put your finger down the well, down the well. Put your finger on your toe, on your toe. Put your finger on your toe, on your toe. Put your finger on your toe. Progressive is the way to go. Put your finger on your toe, on your toe. Put your finger on your cheek, on your cheek. Put your finger on your cheek, on your cheek. Put your finger on your cheek. We must be the change we seek. Put your finger on your cheek, on your cheek. Put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger in the air. We're together and we care. Put your finger in the air, in the air.
All right, the Raging Grannies. So tell us a little bit about the Raging Grannies. How long have you existed, and are you a hierarchical organization with very difficult entrance requirements?
Oh, I'm sure you can see, Brian, that we're very hierarchical. There's very much of a leader telling us every step of the way here. The Raging Grannies of the Madison area have been around since
2003.
And they were an offshoot of the Women's International League for Peace and Justice.
Yep.
WILPF, if you can say that. Sorry about that. But the Raging Grannies exist internationally. They actually started in Canada in the 1980s in Vancouver, British Columbia. And there are Raging Granny gaggles, as we are called, in every one of the 12 provinces of Canada, and in at least 30 of the United States, plus a few countries on other continents. So the Raging Grannies are an international movement, but we are an international disorganization, we like to call ourselves, because we have no top structure, nobody telling each gaggle what to do. Each gaggle is autonomous and writes their own songs or borrows them from others, and that's just how the grannies operate.
And do you have to actually be a granny to be a member?
No. You do not. You have to be old enough to be one, but that's pretty broad territory, and we don't ask for proof. So yes,
and pretty much if you can put up with us, you can be a raging granny.
You don't even have to be able to carry a tune.
No,
we try to keep that a secret.
Of course, you need a hat.
You need a hat
and an apron.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Some of us are wearing our aprons even here in the studio. Several of us are wearing our hats just because it's what we do. But yes, and you'll see us, we like to say that we sing everywhere we're invited and a few places where we're not. We do sing about every other week at the farmer's market all summer long. Watch for us there on the square. Yes, in Madison. So watch for us there and just any other place that political groups are gathering.
All right, we have time for one more song. Oh, yes?
How about mentioning the Facebook page?
Oh, we have a Facebook page. Yes.
Raging Grannies.
And yes. A website.
All right.
And a website, yes.
Okay. How about one more quick song?
Got it.
We're not giving up. We are not ever giving up. We know we're in this struggle for the long haul. We have just begun. We're standing on Bob's shoulders. We're not giving up. We're always getting bolder. We're not giving up. We know we're in this struggle for the long haul. We have just begun. We ain't sitting crying. We're not giving up. The left is not dying. We're not giving up. We know we're in this struggle for the long haul. We have just begun. We are not, we're not giving up. Just like Bob Follett, never giving up. We know we're in this struggle for the long haul. We have just begun. We're up against big dollar. We're not giving up. We still know how to holler. We're not giving up. We know we're in this struggle for the long haul. We have just begun. We are not, we're not giving up. Just like Bob LaFollette, never giving up. We know we're in this struggle for the long haul. We have just begun.
All right, Raging Grannies live in the WORT studios. You can catch them at noon in the Capitol Rotunda today for a dedication of a plaque honoring Fighting Bob LaFollette. Thank you all for joining us on the 8 o'clock Buzz.